This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, this is a problem. Woods has gone off to use the restroom, and I'm absorbed, of course, in Masters coverage on my computer.
So, all right, welcome
Paul,
to the show.
Go ahead. It's your show for a couple of minutes. No?
No. I got my segment.
No, I mean, that's true.
I can go into it right now.
Seems weird because usually we wait a couple of minutes to start the Rindle Report.
Right. I don't want to just get into all my incredible content that I have coming up for you in about 5 minutes.
No worries. Well, we're on the air. That's why the mic's on. Oh. Woods walks again. Hey, your mic's on, the light's on. You guys forgot to turn it off.
Ben goes, no, this is interesting. Woods has left to go to the bathroom.
It's 6:01. We're back. The show has started.
We're on the air.
Yeah.
We're
actually doing our job here at the moment. But I said it's a problem. You're in the bathroom. I'm watching the Masters. Paul is getting the Rindle Report ready. We have no hosts of the show at the moment.
I had to pee-pee.
Our thanks again to Dennis Paulson joining us from Augusta National as they get underway at the 2021 Masters. We'll keep you updated on the leaderboard. None of the real guys who have a shot to win, the contenders, tee off until about 7 a.m. our time. 7 to 8 a.m. is when the big names go off.
You're really going to lose this thing.
Right now, I'm just looking at the grass for the most part.
Beautiful. I can smell it.
Perfect, gorgeous grass.
Oh, what a shot.
Should I have some questions ready for Jesse Rogers at 8:35?
Maybe one or two would be a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be good. And then maybe we can replay Paulson at 8, and then we can replay Joe Musgrove at 8:20, and then you do Jesse Rogers. Ben and I'll just take it to the house. Work. I gave him so much grief, and here I am staring at my computer. But I am interested in this Rindle Report because I do love the Rindle Report, and we've really been cutting into his time a lot.
All right, then we will start early.
Let's go early.
Let's get to the Thursday edition of the Rindle Report.
More time for us to watch.
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Texted my old man, big golf lover himself. Said, is this the 2 days a year you don't listen to our show? He goes, I'm listening. I'm watching the Masters on mute. So are we.
Attaboy,
so
Gary.
There you go. Thanks, Pops.
Man, we've updated this story like 10 times. This Deshaun Watson stuff. It's just, it's ridiculous what's going on. I mean, at first, when these stories come up, I don't know about you guys, when it comes up, when I first see them, I go, let's just wait and see what happens. I want to see this play out before we get too judgy on either side. I just can't imagine Deshaun Watson coming out of this thing okay.
What happens to him? You know, honestly, like what?
So the update is Nike and Beats by Dre said, you're done. We are pulling our sponsorship.
I mean, imagine that. Imagine those, like...
22 women.
That is so piss poor from him. That is just, it's inexcusable. I read a lot of the accounts.
Really sit there and say all 22 women are lying?
I read an account yesterday from one of these women, and it was heartbreaking to read. And it was just... And there's DMs. He's got DMs. They have proof of him being, at least by reading some of these DMs, they're very suggestive. Very suggestive and leading. He's leading them down a certain path, fishing for an opportunity for them to get sexual with him. It's clear what his intent is. He wants, you know, hand.
Oh, Bob, it's just kid stuff.
He wants the relief from that area. That area, though, Deshaun, is not the area of your body that's injured. Does that make sense?
It does. I think you ask an interesting question, though.
In what happens?
What happens? Because from what I have read, he's facing a lot of civil lawsuits and complaints, but I don't think they're actually a criminal investigation going on here. For instance, with Michael Vick, when, you know, he had his, you know, the dog fighting ring, and he ended up getting charged and going to jail.
Went to prison.
And then he came back, but there at least was the sense, all right, well, he did the crime,
he did his time,
he has shown a lot of contrition, and he got another opportunity to play in the NFL. I don't know that Deshaun Watson is ever going to... I mean, when does he get the opportunity to show his contrition? When does he get the opportunity to say he's turned over a new leaf, that he has demonstrated true remorse for what he has done, if that ever gets proven? I mean, civil lawsuits can take years to play out. Can he just be playing quarterback for a team during this whole time? Does he go on indefinite hiatus from the NFL?
We don't know what team he's going to play on because there was... You know, Deshaun Watson's been in the news for a long time because it started with, I don't want to play for Houston. So are they going to trade him? Who knows? What team is going to trade a first-round draft pick or their quarterback or whatever to bring in a guy that's got all of this looming over him?
I know. Well, and here's what we do know about the NFL. And let's be honest. Major League Baseball, the NBA, the National Hockey League, every league out there, Ben, Paul, you guys listening, every league out there will give a guy a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, almost no matter what he's done. Almost.
If he can help you win.
If he can help you win. You know, I was watching the Yankees last night. When Aroldis Chapman comes in, it's not that great. It's not that great. When Domingo Germán pitched last week, I watched that game. It's not that great. It's not great. It's hard to root for those guys.
And I don't think there's any question that there are many teams out there for which Deshaun Watson would be an upgrade at quarterback instantly if they brought him in. But how do you do that? How do you sell that to a fan base? How do you spin that PR-wise? What do you do when these allegations and these lawsuits are likely going to be hanging over his head for months and months, if not years, into the future? How do you sell that? How does that news conference go? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the new quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, Deshaun Watson.
Do you think anyone in Miami cares? Ben, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, there will be an outlier of groups, just like there's an outlier of Yankee fans that don't like Aroldis Chapman, just like there's outliers of every team that employs. I read this book years ago, and I think it was called Pros and Cons, and that was the name of the book.
Clever.
Isn't that great? I figured you'd like that. Find it out there. Go to Amazon. It was riveting. When you read some of the guys, it was all about the NFL, and when you read some of the allegations and some of the actual convictions and things that happened, you're like, oh, my God. This guy like almost murdered someone, and he's playing. And, yeah, man, it's just... I'm sorry, it's just the way... I hate that it's the way that it is. Pro sports should be such a privilege. And you know, I'm all for second chances, absolutely. And no one is perfect, there's no question. What Deshaun Watson did, though, was really... It's really creepy.
Nike issued their statement yesterday. They said, "We are deeply concerned by the disturbing allegations and have suspended Deshaun Watson. We will continue to closely monitor the situation." So... with him not wanting to be on the team that he's currently on, and it seemingly appears that no team would just welcome him with open arms right now. I mean, do you think he even plays in 2021?
Yes, he absolutely plays. Because right now, these, like Ben said, it's civil lawsuits. It's, hey, these women, you know, here's him explaining
it's
it.
It's a real bad look.
Hey, I know this is a terrible look. My actions were misconstrued. Yeah, I might have crossed the line a little bit. I'm really not a bad guy. Yeah, I mean, these women were after money. I paid them. It goes away. I absolutely
does it though. In this day and age, 2021.
No, he's always going to be looked at as like a weirdo.
Not
creep.
Just him, but isn't that team that trades for him, that signs him, whatever? Instantly, you know, women's groups, you know, protests, you know, constant media harassment about why would you go and sign this guy on your team? Is it worth that distraction to add that element to your club? I don't know that it is at this point. Just to mention the morality and ethics of it. Does he deserve, if he's really this creepy of a guy, does he deserve to be a quarterback in the NFL?
Look, the black and white answer is absolutely not. But, you know, you've got, you hate to say, hey, there's way worse guys in the NFL. There's way worse guys in Major League Baseball. There's way worse guys in the NBA and the NHL. But it unfortunately is the nature of the business of professional sports. They will always give guys looks. If that is someone else, who's the worst quarterback you can think of? If it's them, probably not. I mean, you're like, no, this guy's not worth it. A guy like Deshaun Watson, somebody's always going to look at and say, yeah, I'll give him a shot. Yeah, he's changed himself. Yeah, we got him in some therapy, some classes. He's doing this. He's talking to this group or that group. And that's just the nature of the beast. It's just the nature of that business.
So, just interesting, because I looked it up. That book, Pros and Cons, The Criminals Who Play in the NFL,
yes,
came out in 1998. So it's going to be a little dated.
It is.
It was written by Don Yeager and Jeff Benedict. Jeff Benedict wrote the biography on Tiger Woods that turned into the documentary.
Is that right?
That we all loved and watched this last year. It's the same author, Pros and Cons, The Criminals Who Play in the NFL.
The book is staggering. It's staggering. You read the stories in there and you're like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Startling in its breadth. Benedict and Yeager's investigation into the off-the-field violence and criminal behavior that pervades the culture of professional football is as eye-opening as it is disturbing.
It's bananas. Bananas. So, yeah, well, you know, obviously you're going to monitor that.
In 2 days when four more women come out.
I know. I know.
Who has time to go for that many massages just as an aside?
Beside the point, yes, but... I mean, I guess if you're... It's the off-season. Look... If I was a professional athlete, I'd get a massage every day. Every single day. Not that kind of massage. Okay? But every single
Settle
day.
Down.
My masseuse is actually a man. A very strong man named Kelly.
It's a true story. I believe you.
All right, let's go over to Major League Baseball. Scary scene yesterday. Ketel Marte, who just absolutely destroyed the Padres over the weekend. I know they took 3 of 4, but it was...
Oh my God, it was the Ketel show.
Ketel Marte show, absolutely. Yeah. He left the game yesterday with a leg injury. He was running down to first base, and he came up, you know, kind of lame, and was reaching for his right hamstring and was taken out of the game. Afterwards, manager Torey Lovullo seemed to deliver some encouraging news, hoping that it was just nothing more than a cramp. But he did say that the diagnosis was not conclusive. But, man, I saw that, and, you know, some people might have the thought, well, hey, he's in the division. Like, he just killed the Padres. Like, isn't that good for us? It's like, no. You want good players playing the game, right?
We'd be hypocritical after, you know, slamming everyone who took joy in the Fernando Tatis Jr. injury to then take joy in a Ketel Marte injury.
He was having a monster start to the year. You hate to see that happen to that kid. Because, again, he's a guy that, you know, Diamondbacks, they're going nowhere. They're going nowhere at all. I mean,
like your one bright spot.
He's your one bright spot that you can go watch play, and now he's not there. The Diamondbacks are like, oh, boy.
Now, am I rooting for him to get back just in time to face the Padres again? Probably not.
Ben.
But I want him to come back healthy.
I'm not happy you're hurt, but I want you to stay hurt through the Padres series.
I want you to come back completely healthy. I do.
You're towing the line here on celebrating injury. That's a very legalese way to say, yeah, when do we play the Diamondbacks again?
I'd like you to make a complete recovery. Two days after
April
that.
April 27th and 28th.
All right, so 29th, that's great. I'd love to get you back in the game. You're good for baseball, Ketel Marte. We want you back on April 29th.
What an opening week that guy had. Yeah, I saw that. It made me sick. I hated it.
Oh, well, you're not going to like this story then. Here's your Here's your headline from the Detroit Free Press. Home inspector caught on nanny cam pleasuring himself with Elmo doll faces charges.
What is the deal with these people and their weird self-love habits?
No kidding. A home inspector caught pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll has been charged with two misdemeanor counts in a Rochester Hills district court. Kevin Van Leuven, 59 years old, was arraigned on charges of aggravated indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property under $200.
Destruction of property? How hard? Never mind.
Yeah. Last month,
how aggressive did you go? It's just an Elmo doll. Yeah.
The charges stem from
a stuffing
March
everywhere all over the room.
There's a March incident. These homeowners asked to have their property inspected at request of the buyers, and a nursery camera detected movement. And so the 22-year-old homeowner checked her phone and caught him in the act. After he was done, he returned the doll to its original place.
Oh, good. Good. Let's see. You've got smoke detector, batteries, a check, carbon monoxide detector, check. Huh. There's an Elmo doll.
Oh, my God.
I know what to do now.
Well, what could I say? The mood struck, everybody. Like, haven't we all been struck by the mood from time to time?
In somebody else's home?
With a doll?
The nursery.
God.
Now, if this was the Woods home, there'd be 9 different angles of it.
There would be.
No one has more home cameras than you do.
You can't do anything. I trust me. I have to. I get nervous that my wife put one in our bedroom for some reason. We would have no reason to have one in our bedroom. She's not. She's not that way. She's not that adventurous like that. But I wonder. Like, it just creeps me out. It's, you're walking around. There's one in the living room. There's one outside. There's one at the front door. I'm like, my God, what do we have here? I mean, we have two kids that are very valuable, but. Oh, my God. It is, it's a little overkill.
The county sheriff said, quote, "Just when I think I've seen it all, someone steps up and surprises me with a new level of disturbing actions." The officers questioned the man about the incident, and Van Leuven said he moved the doll to check an electrical outlet.
Right.
But, quote, "made incriminating statements and apologized after he was told there was a nursery camera." So he tried to talk himself out of it.
Oh, my God.
He said, "Yeah, you're on camera, bro."
I got you, buddy.
Oh, well, then I'm
sorry.
That's
so mortifying.
I
mean,
and
again, like,
home for, right now, he's not allowed to be in a home that's not his. He may not contact the homeowners, and he's required to undergo a mental health evaluation.
I mean, he didn't really hurt anybody, right?
He hurt Elmo.
He didn't really hurt anyone.
God.
That being said, it's very disturbing.
Yeah, a little bit.
To our Rindle report, I would like to switch topics to the Padres. So we're going to get to a little early Padres wrap-up because I want to spend the rest of the hour basically getting into the Padres. We've got great Blake Snell audio,
as usual,
after his second start of the season yesterday. So we'll get to that coming up this hour as well. Padres fans, stay tuned. That's coming up next. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.